This is a recording conversation, Sunday, 5 o'clock, June 22nd,
with Dr. Alan Gerson.
Beginning of a 2-year study on the devotees, trying to demonstrate to the people in the material world the psychological benefits that come over the devotees as they become more and more involved with Krishna consciousness.
Mental activities and to Krishna activities. Then everything will be other. The mind is engaged other. So the engagement should be Krishna. And if we read this book, our mind is always engaged in Krishna. Something, our mind is engaged in material activity. Same mind is engaged in Krishna's activity. Then we all thinking.
I have yet to look into the material that I'm presenting to the devotees, but my experience with them is that as they're into the movement longer and longer and become deeper involved in Krishna consciousness, just exactly that is happening, that their material nature seems to become much more relaxed. And
there is no more material nature. It's like you take an iron rod and put into the fire. It becomes warmer. And at last, it becomes red hot. When the iron rod is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch the iron rod, red hot, anywhere, it is act as fire. Similarly, if you engage your mind in Krishna activity, the mind becomes Krishna gradually. And when he's advanced, there is no material activity, all physical activity. So here in this temple, there is no material activity. And material activities mean based on this illicit sex, nudity, intoxication, and then
I would like to demonstrate through my study, which will be going on for 2 years and then come out as a book, the benefits of giving up illicit sex, meat eating, and the other things.
Materialize.
Yes.
These are all material necessities. Thus, if you come to the spiritual platform, the test is that you have no material necessity. So long you are diseased, you require medicine. But when you are not diseased, there is no need of medicine. The healthy state. But so long we are materially diseased, we require all this. Materialness. So when you are in spiritual platform, there is no material. When you conquer over in our grand necessity, eating, sleeping, smoking, and defense, the prime necessity, the primary necessity, you don't require. You sleep less, you eat less. There is no need are making very less. The lesser, lesser, the weaker. That means spiritual. Bhakti prasanu bhava viraksyam. Your spiritual advancement means to become reluctant, disgusted. Nama. That's right, Yamuna Charya, he explains his position. Jadavati mama chitta krishna padara binda nama nama kama rantu mahasit. Tadamadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishtiva. Since I have begun my Krishna consciousness, the more I advance, I become very much distasteful, possessless. As soon as I think of sex life, quite other. What is this now? This is a test. So now we have got test for this material enjoyment. That means we are not at it. Therefore, the Vedic civilization voluntarily they give up this household life and become a sannyasi, where there is no need of sex life. Then, after sannyasi life, he become paramahansa. That is Vedic Siddhi.
I've noticed changes just in the few months that I've been among the devotees and myself, and they've been in that direction. And it's a very, very nice feeling to be able to feel at least in small part into the spiritual world.
Therefore, teaches the student, brahmacharya, how to remain without satsang. Those who are unable to continue that, they are allowed unless we manage them. And that is also for 25 years. The student remains brahmachari up to 25 years. And if he wants to get his sex license, household license means sex license. So he can get the license of 25 years more. But at the age of 50 years, he gives up voluntarily. He teaches his wife a thing just to assist him to advance and keep him go from one for holy place. Then when they practice, then the woman is sent to Jalali Sansa to take care of the man takes on him. This is very Varnasa. Four Varnas and four Asas. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And the sannyasi is especially meant for the Brahmins, not the Kshatriyas or the Vaishyas, because they are not very much advanced. But the Brahmins is advanced from the very beginning. Therefore, sannyasi is for the Brahmins. The system that without which a Brahmin nobody can take from. Criticized by others in India that I am giving sannyasi. that. Of course, according to the principle, they are not big parts on that. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas at the age of 24, Shankaracharya took sannyas at the age of 80. He lived only for 32 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for 48 years. So for ordinary man, a sannyas is difficult. But for seeking was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whose things we are trying to follow.
I think here in America that people probably criticize because they're ignorant, and I hope to
those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are not even human. They are animals. The shaku buddhi kunapeti dhatu, one who takes his body, I am American, I am German, I am English, I am Indian. They are animals. They are not even human. When you deny that I am not American, I am not Indian, not English, I am not this body, then he is in prison. So long he identifies that I am this body, and because my body is American, therefore I am American. And that is animal. That's not even human. That is going on all over the world. Identifying the body as self. I'm American, I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian. The whole United Nations is based on this concept. So when you meet, if you are thinking that American or Indian or Pakistani or German, so when the question of English? But they have manufactured the false method, United, then by lecture. The fact, if you bring a dozen of dogs and ask them to be peaceful, will they be peaceful? They will bark, hop, hop, hop. This is good. If you give them as their dogs, how you can expect unity? So they should not remain as dogs. They should come to become human beings. And they should come. So they want to keep them as dogs, and at the same time they want to eat them. That was done.
Yes. I meet many people in the course of my work that are very unhappy because of the frustrations that they experience.
Yes, this place is for unhappiness. In the Bhagavad Gita you find this place, the material world, has been described as dukkhala. Dukkhala means the place of misery. The house, the place is made for miseries. How you can make this place as full of pleasure? God made that. The people are put into the prison house and to want to live very comfortably. It must be. The prison house is meant for giving you trouble so that you may get to pass. No one sin is. Not to become criminal. It is meant for punishment. Similarly, this whole material world is meant for punishing these criminals who wanted to enjoy independently God's promise. They are all criminals. We are worshipping the best nationalist who is thinking in terms that this race is mine. Philanthropist or political leader. But actually, he is a thief. Because he is claiming God's property as his own. He is a criminal. Krishna says, Sarvalokamaheswaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets, all the universe. Sridham Sarvabhutam. I am the friend of all living entities. And these people, they are claiming that the leader is claiming, I am the friend. And he is claiming, I am the proprietor. They are putting it. He is not friend. Just like your president. He is not friend of the country. So this is the position of the most exalted man. And not to speak of the ordinary. Nobody is friend. All enemies. Therefore I am envious of you, you are envious. There's no question of it, of becoming friends, because everyone is selfish. He wants his personal benefit. So how he can become other's friends? This is false. By false pretense, he is occupying big posts and taking money for his self-gratification. This is material. And to keep up his position, he is proclaiming that I am your friend. Just like when Nixon was being elected, America needs Nixon. I've seen the sign. And then again it became America needs to kick out. This is good. This is cheating. Both of them are cheaters. Those who elected him, he is also a cheater. And who became elected, he is also a cheater. So this is a society of cheaters and cheaters. So-called human society means the society of the cheaters and cheaters. One man is cheated, another man is cheated. And alternately, these are the cheaters and others are cheaters.
Most of those who come to see me are the cheated.
And you are the cheated.
I hope not. I would like to show them the...
You want to be cheated and you are the cheated. Very good.
I would like to show them a path so that they won't be cheated any longer.
But why did you know the path?
I'm trying to learn.
So, first of all, that is. Otherwise you will be cheated. If you do not know the art, and if you want to do some benefit to the others, then that is cheating. Suppose a physician, he does not know what is the medical science, and if he wants to become a physician, that is different. Squawk.
I hope through the study that I'm doing with the devotees and the book that comes out of it, that it will help them not be cheated any longer and show them the right way.
Yes.
He's advising his patients that they should chant Hare Krishna and come to the temple.
Then he's then you have friends.
Another thing I would like to do is go to Gurukul and test the children and show what NBC did was very false and unfair.
Television, they get a very bad story on Gurukul.
Yes, that's the cheater. He wants to cheat and get some money.
He wants
because the whole so-called human society is combination of cheater and cheater. So anyone who is acting without Krishna consciousness is a cheater. And anyone who is thinking himself like God without Krishna consciousness is. This is the basic. I mean Krishna consciousness, not consciousness. So when you speak of Krishna, God, without God consciousness, everyone is cheating. Because everyone is cheated, they must be cheated. This is boring at the time. If I say I'm cheated, that means there is a cheater. And if there is a cheater, there must be cheated. This is illegitimate.
NBC did an unfair story on Gurukul. They cheated. And I would like to undo that. I would like to go and show that the school is very good.
Very tangible. But there have been so many attempts to cut down this movement. But they are cheating. They could not do.
May I try to help?
Yes. That is your real business. In India also, they're still making so much propaganda. They are making propaganda and they're these American devotees. They are CIs. This propaganda is very strong in India. Making the people against these American boys who are preaching. What is going on? Finance from film, Hare Krishna. That is quite against us. But still, those who are sincere, they are praying, yes. This is again.
In India, the effect of that film is just the opposite.
Yes.
That everyone
now I appreciate
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
It was very popular chanting.
And that Hare Krishna film at least helped us in the matter of propagating the Hare Krishna word.
I would like to.
Dr. Garrison would like to publish a book that would be accepted by the scholarly circles.
Yeah.
So they would see that our school and our varnashram system is very good for mankind.
One of the main arguments against the movement is that we are crazy. Now, Dr. Gerson, his specialty is determining who is sane, who is crazy, and according to his observation, the devotees here are more sane than...
Demanding right on who? At least small who? Supporting this movement. That is the great challenge. As well, this should be supported by all sane men. This one I... And practically, you see, Dr. Judah has admitted that you have converted drug-addicted hippies into servants of Krishna and servants of women. That he has written. That would like
I think the data that I'm collecting will support that and show it in terms that other people in psychology and medicine will be able to read.
If you read Dr. Jesus' book,
I have.
You get many information. He is very scholarly present. He benefits from so many books.
He's been running various psychological tests on the devotees. Dr. Gerson has been using psychological tests.
What is the psychological
test? Oh, there are a variety of tests, and they have to do with the kind of personality and intelligence and creativity that people in general have. And I'm finding
some of men is not dependent on any personality.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to do is explain to the medical and psychological community in terms that they will understand, and so I'm using the tests that they understand and read.
Even one book that scientific basis.
Dr. Gerson has promised that he'll read every single one of your books before he writes his book.
Well, what about 50 books?
No.
And it is increasing. Perhaps in the next 2 months, it will increase another 17 books. There are 17 books pending to be published. They are not done. I am sitting here to see that it is published within 2 months. So therefore they are lost in day and night. The editorial department, printing department. They have got very nice arrangement for what?
Srila Prabhupada, Damodar Prabhu has taken these tests already, and maybe he can explain a little. He's taken these psychological tests that Dr. Gerson has given Damodar when he has already
been
tested. I was tested by Dr. Gerson and by the
system. So, I didn't find him.
Well, I didn't find a disturbing to Krishna consciousness. And I felt that when I was doing it, for instance, the lady asked me to draw a picture of a person. So I drew a picture of Krishna. So I thought that, well, this is nice that she was seeing Krishna. And then she said, draw a picture of a house. So I tried to draw a picture of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. I didn't do very well, but anyway, she was thinking about Krishna. So I thought it was a preaching opportunity. I think most of the devotees approach it in that way.
Prabhupada, that's what you found out when you tested Damodar.
I haven't studied the test yet. We're trying to test all of the devotees here in the L.A. temple. And that in itself is taking all of my time. I haven't looked at his test.
But can you give some impression
that is not the process?
My impressions of the devotees thus far, however, are that those who have been in the movement much longer.
Even if you find somebody diseased, still, the spiritual process did not happen. That is stated because having to be apratihata. Apratihata means without any impediment. There is no chasing. That's why in the Ganges water, is sometimes fine. The stool is broken. But that does not mean the Ganges water has become polluted. It is Vesigan in Calcutta. In our childhood, I was taking bath in the Ganges with my father. Many gentlemen regularly take bath. Yeah. The modern scientific method is all the garbage thrown into the river. So, you're taking bath and here is some tinsel. So, we used to Sky Valley, they stole that film. They stole an animal to Bollywood, the grand assault. In fact, in India, still, the advanced gentleman is dirty water, they say, generally. But in fact, practically, that anyone who is taking his regular bathing in this dirty water is healthy. In fact, very healthy. No disease, that is ordinary. Once the body is susceptible to disease, but generally, those who are taking regular drugs in the Ganges water, they are not diseased. In fact, it's practical. So, as this tool floating in the Ganges water cannot pollute the Ganges water. Similarly, if a devotee, even if you find scientifically that he is crazy or he is diseased, that is not impediment.
I don't expect to find it, and if I do, I understand.
And you cannot find it. But even if you find it, that is not impediment.
Prabhupada, what these tests will show is that when a person came first, he was doing some drugs or some nonsense, and now that he's taking the Krishna consciousness, he has become so much more of a healthy and wholesome
person. That is the test. That is the real test. How we got so many devotees from the hippie group. The house they have given up was a bad habit.
This testing to show that that change takes place in a way that other sciences will accept it. That is
true. Oh, that's nice. And that is already admitted by educated class. That's what they're becoming a threat.
Well, there are still many who aren't familiar with the movement, and I hope to familiarize
them. I say that even there is something wrong, it is not impeded. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Apite sudurākāro bhajate māmanandabhād śādhuriva samadhi. Even if you find in devotee something bad, and his behavior is not in the standard, but because he is Krishna conscious, he has no other business, he is sadhu. Apite sudurācāra bhajati mām anandavā sādhurīvatam. He is sadhu. He is healthy bad. Even if you find some defect in his character, because he is sticking to Krishna consciousness, he is healthy. It's healthy. Yeah, that is, healthy man has got some bad character. So that answer is next class. Tikpan bhavati dhamya. Sattat chanti sudarshati. Kondriya pradiyani hi namai bhaktapanasat. Yes, there are some defects. It is right. But it will be very soon finished. That's right, you make the switch off electric fan. So after the switch is off, it still is moving. But that movement is not real movement, because the switch is off. It will stop very soon.
Many of the defects that the test might measure are defects that are measured against an insane society that considers itself sane. And so they aren't defects even if they show up.
Yeah, you find defects. But if the devotees stick to Krishna consciousness principle, these defects will soon become finished.
One thing people want to do, you know, counteract propaganda against the influence. It's had serious impact.
He wants to do some of this testing with the children in a way that is specifically done with children to show that these children are actually happy and they're developing nicely. He wanted to know if that would be permissible for him to do some testing at the group with the children.
That depends on your management, how you're raising the children. If they are Krishna Pasai, then it's all right. So far, bodily defects, you might find. But we are denying from the very beginning, I am not his body. So by finding some bodily defects, I will decide how the spirit. Because spirit is not this body. You cannot conclude that because there are some bodily defects, therefore he has a spiritual defect. That is not right. The same example. Because there are some gratitude in the gadget, and it is no more good. But that conclusion is wrong.
There has been a lot of bad propaganda that the children at Gurukul are unhappy and that they're not developing normally as children or human beings, and I would like to overcome that propaganda by showing that they are.
That the managers of the Gurukul, they should take care of. But if they follow the in his website, which I have given thought on matching group, there is no question. What is the general defect they're finding?
No, they're not finding, they're just making up these defects, probably.
Yeah, one thing they say is that the parents are not allowing the children the freedom to choose whether they want to be trained in this way or not. They're forcing their children to be trained in a very limited view, only Krishna. And they say that by repetitive chanting,
Krishna means everything. That they do not.
And big professors are saying that just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you can learn everything. All the knowledge is given there.
That is the basic idea. Jasmin vijyate sarvamayam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand everything.
My observation of the children here has been that they've been very happy and that they're very involved in Krishna consciousness. And
the bad thing, they can make this distinction that our children is not smoking.
Yes.
And all these school children are smoking.
Yeah.
So why don't you find this distinction?
Not only smoking drugs in the school.
I've seen children on the street, they're smoking. I was surprised when I came to America. I saw small children, they're smoking.
One young boy in Laguna Beach was telling me that in his school, when he was in high school in Las Vegas, even in the classroom, the 15, 16-year-old students were smoking marijuana in the classroom of the school. That's
in New York University. I see Brahmananda. The students are smoking.
You were the first one to say, please
stop smoking, otherwise I will not
speak. They were shocked. They were stunned.
So what is the psychology of this? You cannot stop smoking. And then the smoking is admitted, is injurious. So how will you do benefit? If he cannot stop the student from smoking, then I'll do him benefit. You know that smoking is bad. So, even if you study from psychological point of view, and if you cannot rectify the wrong thing, then what is the use?
a setting. You cannot stop it. To find out the means how to stop it, and that means is Krishna consciousness.
I started with myself. My patients are not allowed to smoke in my office.
That's all right. And that is, you know, the student. You are going to study or student. But you see, they're not smoking. Why don't you see this?
Other people are like eating so much meat, so in the future, the other countries might force us to stop eating meat so that we can use the grain to feed people. So actually, materially, economically, socially, in every way, it is very bad. They are realizing that.
And they will say that because they are not eating meat, they are weak in health.
But their children are not chanting in dancing. In their school, when people come here and they see the young children chanting and dancing, so energetic, they say, where are these children getting their energy?
That is the instinct.
Actually, their children are being repressed. Their children are being enslaved. Their children are very unhappy.
The Karmi children, they're unhappy, they're not so lively, they don't talk as much, they don't shout and scream, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Their parents always make them be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. So actually, our children are free. In this country, in psychology and psychiatry has become almost like a priesthood. And people look to them for answers, and if one of the people that they take in that way, me, can give them another answer, then perhaps they'll start to turn in another direction to Krishna consciousness.
Psychologists, they are like the gurus nowadays. Rather than reading philosophy books or religion books, everyone is reading psychology books like this, I'm okay, you're okay. It was a big bestseller. So now Dr. Gerson, he wants to inject in this psychology field. Anyone who is thinking, who am I? He's reading psychology books. This is supposed to be the science of self-realization today. So they're actually more influential than philosophers.
They advance about who I am.
So I would like to inject into this system Krishna consciousness.
If the scientists, they take up seriously, then it will go for them. They are not mad. The Jagatarati is Shrestha. You are recognized leaders. So if you help them, that's what that is their strength.
Many of them admit that they're very confused, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. If you put 10 psychologists in a room and ask them for their opinion, you'll get 10 opinions on the same subject.
Like Moonies.
Hmm?
Like Moonies. So many minds, so many ways.
Yes. Naso Muni Jasapatamana Bhinna. He a Muni, a poor man, hasn't got a defined opinion, then he's not Muni. And that is why they take it as advance. There is no standard knowledge. You speak something, and if somebody refuses, he's something else, then he is advanced. Then another time, he becomes more advanced than the second one. And then another time. So there is no standard. What is today's standard, tomorrow it is opposite. Another time. In that way, then nobody knows what is the standard. Is it not? But we don't follow that process. We follow one standard knowledge, that is Krishna. That is our distinction between the ordinary scholars and all. And we are on the safe side, because we don't manufacture speculation. That is Kamsa. If I have to defeat you, then I'll have to speak so many things. I'll have to find out the device how can I defeat it. But we have got one standard knowledge. I may be fooled ourselves, but we defeat Krishna. The other method is very easy. We are challenging everyone. We try to, there are many scientific lessons. This happened. But I am not a science man. I have never studied science. But scientists are becoming my disciples. From a material point of view, I have no education in science. But why the scientist is becoming my disciple? Is he becoming fool? After taking his doctorate title, he is becoming fool so that he is accepting me as true servant. Therefore, the basic injunction is correct when it says, Yasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. If you know Krishna perfectly well, then you know everything well. That is the basic. So, unless you know Krishna well, your knowledge is imperfect. And the Bhagavad Gita has this name. Vedas Sri Ahami Yogi Vyam. Veda means knowledge. So there are different departmental knowledge. But Krishna says, Vedas Sri all departmental knowledge. When they come to the understanding of Krishna, then it is perfect. So long he does not come to Krishna, is imperfect. There is one found in another place. Gaunam janmanamante jnanavan māna prasadya vāsudeva sarvabhīti sāmahā pāsadya. The office has means research. Is it not? Research what? What do you think? Any science?
Research.
Yes. Research.
Yes.
So, by searching, if you do not come to Krishna, then your searching is incomplete. That is the defect. And when you come to Krishna, understand, then it is perfect. Then your research work is complete. That is, Krishna says in the world, Veda is the sadbhai, aham eva. Research work means, actually, that is science, to find out the original source. Just like they are claiming the original source of life is changing. That is not knowledge, impossible. But technology, as Krishna says, what is that? Aham sarvastha prabhava. I am the original. So when they come to Krishna, then he finds out the original source. So that is possible by this research work. After many, many births, not many, many years, but many, many births. And Vaunam Janmanam Abhi. After many, many births. Vaunam Janmanam Abhi. Gyanavan. One is actually advanced in knowledge. He's heading there something. Why? Vasudeva Sarvam. The Krishna is the original cause of everything. Mahatma, such research scholar, Mahatma, is very rare. and then he describes in the next verse so what is the symptom of this Mahatma, perfect soul. Mahatma Anastamang Pratha Dvayi Prakitima. They are no more under the control of this material nature. They are fully under the control of spiritual nature. Now what is the symptom? That he is under spiritual nature, not Bhajanti Anandana. Simply Bhajanti, engaged in service. Bhajanti Ananda Manas. He has no other business than to serve Krishna. That is the symptom of the Mahatma. Bhagavad Gita does not say one who has got political business is one. No. Mahatma means Bhajanti Ananda Manas. Without any diversion, simply engage in the cause. That is one. So everything is there.
What about in these psychological tests? The thing is not that you thought, there's some defects, naturally there's some defects.
There actually, material science is defective.
But in the karmic world, there are even more defects. See?
Yes.
And the test would show that
psychology is philosophy, part of philosophy. So, philosophers are better than these fools, Kurmis. They are accepted as facts. Kurmis are accepted as the animal facts. Why? Because the ass walks day and night without any personal problems. The ass they walk very hard. You have seen ass? And he's walking? In India we see very easily.
Yes.
He's loaded with tons of things. He cannot move. And he agrees to what? And what is his benefit? He gets little grass. But the grass can be had without any working. But he, this rascal, does not know. He agrees to what? Hard, fair. Now this for me, I've seen in New York, they are working so hard and they are eating only a glass of tea and dry loaf. Toast. Not toast. Dry loaf. Without any taste, without any rest. That also in his table. He cannot go to the business. That's it. So this is ass. He does not think that I am working so hard, I am earning so much money. What benefit I am taking? A glass of tea and a loaf. For this I am working so hard. I can get this without any work. Anyone who will offer me a glass of tea and loaf. Why am I working so hard? That sense he has, that is ass. Everyone is busy. They are working so hard, they have no time. But what they are enjoying, they are not enjoying even more than ordinary men. But he has no sense. So, for this much benefit, I am working so hard. That would be this. A philosopher at least thinks that why shall I work so hard for this class? So therefore he is little better than this one. For me, Jnani, they are restless because they're falsely thinking that they get some benefit. That's some aspiration, ambition for getting some benefit. For me, there's a time that I will have so much bank balance, 300 million. Be satisfied to see the bank balance. Because the bank balance is not going. But he's happy by seeing that I have got so much bank balance. But they want bank balance. Not enjoyable life. They do not enjoy life. They want to see that I have so much bank balance. Such a high building. I possess. This one, that is not satisfaction. We'll never be satisfied. We want more, more, more. But Kodni has got some demand in his heart. And the Jnani, although they are little advanced, more than the Kodni, but they have also demand. That I shall become buzz into the existence of the Supreme, Brahmali. That is also demand. The yogis, they want to show some magic power and get popularity. They have also demand. Therefore, all these people who have got demands, they cannot be happy. The bhaktas, they have no demand. And therefore they are happy. They have no demand. Although the bhaktas are meant for going back to home, but they don't care for it. Whether I shall go back to God, it doesn't matter. I must happy. That is one. Anna vilasita sunnam. No other desire. They want to see Krishna happy. That's all. So Krishna is happy. They remain in the hell. It doesn't matter. Narayana parasarvina putasana vibhuti. Those who are devotees, they are not afraid of going to hell. They people are going to hell. All right, they shall go to hell and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Very simple. I want to chant Hare Krishna. So I can do it anywhere. I can do it in this corner. I can do it in this building. I can do it in the aeroplane. I can do it in the hell. I can do it in India. I can do it in all our countries. It doesn't matter what I have done. That is my position. I am simply born chanting. It is good. That is it. The happiness is meant for the devotees, not meant for the Kurni, for the Jnani, for the Jogis. It is the property of the devotees. Just like this devotee are chanting, very happy. They are not expecting anything. They are happy by chanting, that's all. But Krishna is unhappy if his devotees are not properly maintained. Yoga Kshemam Baham Maham. Pisam Nityani Jittanam Yoga Kshemam Baham Maham. Find out Pisam Nityani Jittanam.
Tesham.
Api Sarvesham.
Ananyasintayantam. Ananyasintayantam. Tesha Nitya Vijitranam. Guru Kimam Dham. Ananyasintayantam.
Anyat Sintayantomam Yejanat Paru Pasate Teisam Nitya Viyuktanam Yoga Kesam
Bahama. Yes, that's right. Yoga Kesam.
But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours. Being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies. Indeed, they make the devotee perfect in self-realization. Then his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Keshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable condition of life.
But that requires faith. One who does not know what is God and what is Krishna, how he can test. He depends on his own energy. That is goodness. He wants to be happy by his own energy. Not only in this life, but also next life, but acting very quietly wants to be promoted in the heavenly planet. That is fact, not course. But that is on account of his own labor. But here the bhakta says, taken care of. He's the Supreme Lord. So the prescribed, he doesn't care how he be comforted. But the father takes it. That is the position of him. The Konni, they're taking care of themselves. But the devotees, they're taken care of by the Supreme. That is it.
Yeah. This is the preliminary outline for the college course that Dr. Judah is going to be helping us with in Berkeley.
Oh.
This describes the basic purposes of the college and describes some of the courses that we'll be offering.
On books?
Yes, there's a course in each book. This is what Dr. Judah belongs to, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
This is a union of various theological schools.
Mm.
So now in Berkeley, we have this very nice building, and we can become a member of this graduate theological union. I've been working with Dr. Judah for about 1 year, and we've talked about this before. And he said that he'll sponsor us.
Sorry, so thank you.
Yes. He said that he'll sponsor us in this union. And then our devotees can study just your books. Maybe they must take an English course, and that would be all we couldn't offer. Then everything else they can study from your books.
Someone other is to read my book. They will benefit. There is no doubt.
Yes. Then they can get a degree,
yes,
recognized by the state of California,
yes,
so they can teach in universities all over the whole country.
That they want. Do it.
Yes.
We want to give degrees at least B.A., M.A., and Ph.D., according to the advanced one term knowledge.
Yes.
And that will be very much beneficial to your country. And America will be saved from disaster. And it will be the leader, the country will be the leader of the whole world. Take this advantage.
There's some questions about exactly how to do this college. See, we'll be licensed by the state of California. That's no problem. We can get a license immediately. Yes.
Syllabus.
Yes.
That is engaged. We have got so many books. We can select this book for graduate, this book for postgraduate. And he goes for PhD.
Even you have different levels, like they can undergraduate can study Bhagavad Gita, but in graduate they can study it more intensely.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's right. In the general course, they select some passages from some books.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
And we have laid out all your books in this style, just like in the college catalog. Mm. This is all your literatures, and then different parts are given there, what something kind of will be covered.
Yes, that we shall make a program, and it may be approved by the professors.
Yes.
And then let them study.
There's probably some questions here.
And there should be one practical element.
Uh-huh.
Not only theoretical. But practical.
Yeah.
This will be the chanting and calling the regulatory person. Otherwise, it will not be successful.
Yeah.
It will be successful. It will take some time. But if they take help from this practical life, it will be very easy to succeed.
Not just reading the books, but they also must be chanting and following the regulatory
person. Yes. Then, in time, your America has weakened. And that is your duty, to save your country. I think America is the people who are pious in the past life. They have got this opulent position. Now they should use this opulent position. They have no poverty. They haven't got to work so hard. And they take advantage of this knowledge. Other countries, they are poor. They are busy how to earn their livelihood. But your country, because you are favored on account of your previous pious activities, you should utilize this position. People are embarrassed for improving their economic condition in other countries. Of course, if one is cultured, he is not embarrassed in any condition of life. But without Krishna culture, poverty-stricken people, they are very much hampered. So you have no such problem. Therefore, you can utilize your position, this opulent position, for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Land a scholar, you should advocate this cause. Why should you waste your time in self-gratification? That is being done by the cats and dogs and hogs. Why this life? That is also you have described in the fifth was simply to satisfy the senses. Why you should make such a gorgeous program for working? The sense gratification is enjoyed even by the hogs, the stool eater. This particular animal is mentioned because They are very fine senses without any distinction. We'll find the horse eating stool and that with mother and sister and had sex like this. They have no distinction. So this kind of sense gratification is there in the horse life. So as a human being, to imitate the horse life, this is the positive. So they are imitating the hog's life of the human being. This is the difference. Kashtan kaman arhati bhujami. Working so hard day and night and only sex. That's all. This is ladies and gentlemen. This is false man. And what else they are about happiness? The challenge. Except this happiness of sex, what other happiness is? It's not. So this is being done by the hawks. Whole day and night they are sitting up and very stool, very stool, very stool, and it's not getting stool and that sex. So is that civilization hawks like? So what is civilization? That is Prabodhi Brahma. Just go another activities for realizing God. And that is it. Work very hard, sailor, but for this. And not for imitating the hawks. Now why I should be interested in for God realization? Yes, you should be, you must be. Why? By becoming Krishna consciousness, your existential constitution will be purified. What is that purification? Purification means because you are now impure, you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, you require treatment to cure this disease. Jasmat brahma sattvam manantam. And if you cure this disease, then you are up for happiness. You will get transcendental bliss and enjoy the child. Every single life. Everything is distant because of Srimad-Bhagavatam. Tapo-vidvam putra-tajina sutrita-tasya jasmād brahma sukham anantam. Anantam means unlimited. You are searching after happiness, but this is limited. Even if you enjoy sex life, that is also limited for a few moments. But anantam, that is, you will enjoy the time. So Krishna is dancing with the gopi. He is enjoying eternity. So he can enjoy anything. That information will be. Just imagine what is valuable service here. Suppose it's Bhagavad-Gita. Your existence is impure. Therefore, you are undergoing the tribulation of birth, death, old age, and disease. If they are not making any sense, how to stop? Nobody wants to die. Why is dying? Where is the solution? Can the psychologist give any solution that you think in this way? No. That we are doing. Think of Krishna and become free. That is information we are given. Tathādhi haṁ punādhyan manaiti. And Mr. Bhagavan says, person after giving up this material, he is not coming anymore to this material. This is the argument. And if you again die and again come another material body, so what is the use of this education? You cannot be said that my mother, nature, don't make me a god, next time. He's not subjected to your dictation. He's subjected by Krishna's dictation. My heart touch me enough to give you sure thing for charge. She's not your servant. You are servant of nature. So you are declaring independence, but you are servant of the material. That they are not thinking. Unnecessarily they are thinking independence. What is the nonsense of it? You are dependent on the laws of nature, and you are thinking independence. How much foolishness it is. This is self-love. They are wrongly thinking. How to correct them? Is it not? Are they not wrongly thinking? Everyone is thinking I am independent. I can do whatever I like. How much foolish he is.
That's what psychology has been trying to teach people, to do whatever they want to do, because they have the power.
But can you do anything as he likes?
Well,
if he, as he likes, if he infects some disease, he must suffer some. Where is his independence? If he infects some disease, infectious disease, then he must suffer some disease. There is no law. Where is your independence? Karanam gunasanga asati alitta. Karanam gunasanga asa sadasat janma jodhi. Why there are so many varieties of man? Because he has associated with a particular type of force of nature and he has got the body. Without any human sense, he has learn to eat anything and everything without any discrimination. Therefore, nature will be in the body of a pig. Alright, you will say anything, up to stool. Up to stool, you can eat. So how can you stop it? And because nature has given this body, he's releasing very good test on stool. By this body, you cannot release what is enjoyment in this food. But because he has no discrimination of food, nature has given him all life, he can eat up to stool. Human life is meant for civilization, and they are trying to be naked. The next life will be your life. He remains naked standing as tree and he fights out of you. How can you stop it? What from the varieties of life of time? Karanam guna sambhasya sadasat janma jyoti. This is karan. That he associated with different modes of material nature and his getting. So where is that science to understand this subtle work of nature? Where is that science? Where is that education in the universe? You are not free. You cannot say that I shall lead life like this. You can leave, but take the risk of nature. Therefore they avoid these questions. There is no nothing. That is very horrible. But that does not mean just like the What is that animal? Closes the eye.
Hostage.
And then dinner, it closes. No dinner. That does not mean no dinner. The dinner is there. You may close your eyes. This is that. The whole education system is foolish. Because they're thinking in limit.
Now we can change this, you Prabhupada, with this college. We can get our men in all the departments
to give them knowledge. The knowledge is there. The candidates are there. Only the guardian should be sane to save the children. Otherwise, they produce only hippies. Hold on, we draw a fundamental plan. The tendency is to let me recruit you and I give a problem. And we'll think that let me recruit him, I give a problem. This business is that there will be no end of plan. So what is the use of such plan? Simply come to me and you'll go on mentally, specialist. No conclusion. Philosophy means here is the conclusion.
Dr. Judas said in our whole course, you can just defeat them, but we must know what they think also.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That you should know. They are advertised as big philosophers. So at least we can prove that they are not big philosophers. The big philosopher is Krishna.
Self-sufficient philosophy.
Huh?
In this Upanishad, you say the self-sufficient philosophy is...
Also, should this college have men and women, or just men?
Hmm?
Should our college have men and women, or just men?
No, why? Anyone. But not cash or something. Human beings. What is
Srila Prabhupada, in Mayapur, you were speaking about, you wanted Mayapur to become a college for the University of Calcutta.
Mayapur, everywhere. The whole educational system should be changed.
We should take
not
it over.
Change, at least this is remain as a departmental now.
Yes.
It is not possible to make wholesale change. But at least let them accept this Krishna concept as a departmental now.
We're wondering if Rabindra Swarup could come and help on this project.
Hmm?
We were wondering if Rabindra Swarup could come and help on this project. Because if we can get established in Berkeley first, it's such a big university.
Let's do that.
We can be respected everywhere else.
Whoever can help you.
We need to have a certain number of PhDs.
We need at least five.
Five PhDs.
We need five to be accredited. We don't need five to get accredited.
How many? Yeah, five.
The minister of this one, the minister of Dhamma Dhamma is true.
Yes.
The minister is not yet.
Oh.
How about?
The 1 year.
They said, yes, we have up five, six.
Yes, the Madhava.
Madhava.
Sir of Dhamma.
Richard. Richard. Dr. Judah will be
one. If you like, Dr. Judah said he will help teaching this.
Okay.
If you like, Dr. Judah will want, said he will help.
Oh, yeah. If he appreciates our movement, then he can become.
So what we need, Prabhupada, is whoever has an advanced degree to come to the college.
Oh, yes.
Even Dhammacharya,
he's already proposed that he wants to. Give us his time, fully qualified. Yeah, this eternal life. He's now realizing what I am searching after, false thing.
If you're dumb, Dr. Sun, that would be very good.
Yeah.
Is Dr. Gerken, he comes to our teeth and he likes to chant and dance. He said he would love to come and teach at our college.
But he must give up his bad habits. Because he says, maybe they, at least they must give up.
If he is giving them up, he says that he is becoming more sensitive.
If he chants, then he's full fun.
Yeah. He realizes there's all his psychologist friends that are training there, not solving any problem.
Very good.